Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome to another episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. I'm your host for the Cardone Solutions Podcast. My name is David Bradley, training facilitator and coach with Grant Cardone. I'm bringing you weekly sales solutions, sales tips, sales strategies, and a couple attitude adjustments thrown in for good measure from the 10X world of Grant Cardone. Check this out. 80% of what we do here is 100% free. So, the purpose of the podcast is to make sure that the free stuff we're putting down, you are picking up and you're plugging it into your sales, your business, and your life, and you're doing what with it? Getting results. So, thank you in advance for hitting that subscribe button. And if you're getting value from this, if you enjoyed today's episode, please do me a favor. Share this out into the cyberspace so that other folks can benefit from it too. Now, today's episode, we're going to be talking about the three steps to accountability. And speaking of accountability, let's have a quick word from our sponsor, shall we? Today's episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast is brought to you by Grant Cardone's Cardone University Coaching Program. All right, here's what we know at this point. 84% of managers too busy to train, develop, nurture their team the way they wish they could. Most managers got into management because they could produce, not because they could transfer skill and keep people motivated. Lastly, most importantly, there is an 88% improvement in production and productivity when coaching and training gets involved. So, enter the Cardone University Coaching Program. This is where we literally become a virtual extension of your management team. Here's what you get. Full access to Cardone University, over 30-plus managed learning courses facilitated by a certified Cardone coach. Our process that we have for you will increase engagement and accountability with your team. You can have us at a fraction of the cost to bring somebody in-house to do this, okay? We're going to work with you to increase your sales, not only the volume, but the profitability, while reducing extraneous costs and expanding market share. So for a complimentary 15-minute sales process and training analysis, plus customized training proposal, head on over to CardoneSolutions.com/coaching. That's CardoneSolutions.com/coaching. CardoneSolutions.com/coaching. Let's talk this out. Alrighty. Here we go. The three steps to accountability. Let's define the word though, right? So on Wednesdays, you know I do the Wednesday word, but today we're just going to be talking about accountability, the three steps to getting there. So I want to make sure we understand the definitions. There's no mystery there. There's no ambiguity on the word. So accountability, the quality or state of being accountable. Okay, so what the hell does accountable mean? Accountable is subject to giving an account, answerable. Account, what does that word mean? A statement or exposition of reasons, causes, or motives. So accountability, it's an obligation or a willingness to accept full responsibility or to account for one's own actions. Managers, if you're a manager in a sales organization and you're listening in today, how do you hold your sales team and your employees accountable? Salespeople, how do you hold yourself accountable? The main reason people resist something or they simply don't do it, it's actually simpler than you think. And ironically, it is also the main reason why we can all struggle with accountability. We just don't know how to do it. So here's your first action idea of today's episode. Okay. I'd like you to take a moment and think about some of the things that you're resisting now that you would like to be more accountable for. Consider times from your past where, I don't know, you just didn't want to do something. Or maybe you started something and then you quit it. If you carefully look back and you stay open to it, you will find, I promise you, that the reality was there was something you didn't know, there was something you didn't understand about how to do it, and so consequently, you started losing interest, you didn't stay with it, and what'd you do? You quit. When you know what you're doing, when you're good at it, and you're winning, you are way more likely to want to repeat that behavior. So, there are three steps to accountability that we give every single person that comes on board with Cardone University. So if you're an owner of a business, if you're a manager of a sales organization, and you sign your sales team up for Cardone University, when we're doing our kickoff calls, these are the three steps that we give you to make the program a success. But the best part about the three steps is anybody can use these three steps to be more accountable and to make whatever program you're doing a success. Whether that is a weightlifting program, an exercise program, a dietary program, pick a program. This is how you make, except for Tiger King. Well, it's successfully finishing Tiger King. But why would you want to do that? I haven't watched it. I'm proud to say it. Okay, so three steps to accountability. What we tell our clients. Number one, set clear expectations. Two, create structure. Three, deliver feedback with consequences. More on that in a minute. So we're going to go over these in some detail. Managers, if you're listening in right now, start thinking with how you can use these steps with your team and anything you guys are undertaking. And more importantly, how can you use these steps on yourself? I'm still talking to managers. I didn't transition over to salespeople yet. Managers, how can you use these steps to hold yourself more accountable? Because if you cannot keep yourself accountable, there is no way, none, no way, you're going to be able to hold anybody else accountable. No one's going to take you seriously. When you say you try and hold people accountable and they know you aren't, okay, they're going to look at you like most of California looks at Gavin Newsom. Damn it, I went political. I'm so sorry. Okay, but you get the point? French laundry? Okay. So, step one, set clear expectations. Yeah, that's right. Set clear expectations. People need targets. They need goals. They need directions. You have a goal. You have a target. Here's what needs to happen to get there. Now, there's more than one way to get there. Like if you go to Google Maps and you're like, okay, I'm here. I want to go there. Google gives you like three or four different choices on the map. You pick one and you start. And then Google gives you some very clear-cut directions that if you just follow them, you'll arrive at your destination right on time. So for you, managers, and yourself, salespeople, both of you, take the guesswork out of this stuff. Make it as simple as you possibly can. If I'm a salesperson and I want to make $15,000 a month, let's say, and I know that I need to sell 20 widgets to get there, what is required to do that? How many phone calls do I need to make? How many appointments do I need to set? Presentations, proposals. What is going to be required to get to 20 widgets? Now, once I know that, then I can extrapolate some very clear expectations of daily activity. Maybe that's 250 dials. Maybe that's four appointments. Maybe that's three presentations. Maybe I got to send out two proposals a day. Or what if you find out that, hey, if I just send out four proposals every single day, which means I did four demos, at least one's coming back. So give yourself very clear expectations on activity and action. Think about this for a second. Let's say you want to drop 20 pounds. What are the expectations? What has to get done daily? Managers, make the expectations that you have of your people simple and thoughtless. What I mean by thoughtless is that they shouldn't have to think about any of this stuff at this point. They should just do. Thinking about it slows everything down. Think about it for a second. Oops. When you have a customer that says, I need to think about it, does it slow the deal down? Especially if you give it to them? How many phone calls do you want your salespeople to make every day? What's that number? What exactly do you want them to say? Do they have a script? Do they have an expectation of dials? Have they been practiced, drilled, rehearsed? What time do we start? How long will our morning huddle be? You do have a morning huddle, right? What are we going to do in that huddle? Is everybody warmed up? Are we present? Are we at work? Here's the mission for the day, kids. You know what to do. You know what to say. Let's roll. Okay. Set very clear and simple expectations. Two, create structure. Notice that like it just stacks very nicely on the expectations. Okay. People are creatures of habit, right? You knew that already. Because you are. You're a creature of habit. Okay. We all perform better when we can operate on routines. Give yourself and your team stability. Creating structure gives your team stability. How much instability do we have in the world right now? A little bit. Managers, give your team a stable environment in which to work. Salespeople, when you create structure for yourself, you are empowered to take the massive amounts of action that you already know is required to smash your goals and your targets into itty-bitty little pieces. Remember, thinking about it just slows you down. Structure creates stability. It eliminates thought so that you don't get slowed down. Because what? What does Grant teach us? Speed is power. So this means you, managers and salespeople, creating habits for yourself and your team that you can rely on, that give you forward momentum and positive results. Because when you have the structure and it is stacked on clear expectations, you're going to get a result either way. And whether you win or you learn something, or you win or you grow as a result of not winning, it's a positive result either way. Follow? Third thing, number three, deliver feedback with consequences. This is the real key to the steps to accountability. Consequence is a conclusion derived through logic. There's nothing negative about it. There's nothing positive about it either. Consequences are neutral. It just is. Do this, do that. Eat lean, train hard, look better naked. Period. Smoke meth, ignore good oral hygiene, lose teeth. Period. Consequence is the result of choice and behavior. Having consequences is a form of feedback. Are you moving closer to or further away from the target? Feedback is data. It's information. And you get to use that as a method to adjust course along the way. Remember the Google map. Maybe hit traffic. Feedback. Adjust course. You're going towards success. There's going to be some speed bumps and some road bumps and some blockage on that road, promise you. Feedback. Every action has an opposite and equal reaction. Feedback. Managers, how are your people executing on the expectations you set? Salespeople, how are you executing on the expectations that you set? Are you doing it consistently? The execution, that is. What happens when you complete your mission and what happens when you don't? How about what are the consequences for not even trying? What are the consequences when you half-ass the assignment? And never half-ass anything, okay? I want you to go whole ass. Go whole ass or don't go at all. Don't half-ass anything. So where are we at? How do we wrap up these three steps to accountability, right? So whether this is for you, whether it's for your team, both, here's the plan. Set clear expectations. Create structure. Deliver feedback with consequences. And this applies to anything that you're looking to accomplish. Managers, you need to hit a sales target, this is the way. Salespeople, you want to pay off your house in half the time, this is how it gets done. You need to have accountability in place because without it, you're just making it harder on yourself. You're making it harder to reach the destination, to hit the goal, to hit the target. Now, let's circle back around to this. Would you, manager or salesperson, either way, would you like to see how we apply these three things to making Cardone University work? How we make this work for our clients? We've worked with over 10,000 companies and small businesses with Cardone University. And right now, you can hook yourself up with a free complimentary consultation on making Cardone U work through our new coaching program, where we're going to look at where your business is at right now, where you'd like it to be, and then we're going to put together a clear-cut plan on how you can use our program and us as coaches to get there and know exactly how to keep everybody accountable to the mission, because that's what you're on, right? Mission. And this has been another episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, set clear expectations, create structure for yourself, deliver feedback with consequences. You're getting consequences either way. You're getting results either way. What kind of results do you want? How are you going to hold yourself accountable to getting those results that you want? If you've gotten some value out of this, make sure that you've shared this out into cyberspace. Share the love, share the wealth, share the information. If you're benefiting from it, somebody else is going to be doing it too as well, right? So thank you again for being here. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't subscribed already, please go ahead and do that before you wrap up today. I'm going to leave you with the words of our Uncle G, Grant Cardone. Be great. Nothing else pays, but we'll see you real soon. Thank you again.